licking honey from razor blade. Eyes of the learned gouged by the books. The beauty of maidens worn by display. The warrior dead from lack of fear. It is ironical to see the Dharma of samsara. Celebrities deafened by fame. The hand of artist crippled by rheumatism. The moth flew into the oil lamp. The blind man walks with a torch. The cripple runs in his wheelchair. A fool's rhetoric is deep and learned. The poet laughed himself to death. The religious spin circles in accordance with religion. If they had not practiced their religion, they could not spin. The sinner cannot spin according to religion. He spins according to not know how to spin. The yogis spin by practicing yoga. If they don't have chakras to spin, they are not yogis. Chogyam is spinning, watching the spinning samsara. If there's no samsara spinning, there is no chogyam. A letter to Marpa. Solid Marpa, our father, the message of the lineage. You are the breadwinner. Without your farm, we would starve to death. Fertilizing, plowing, sowing, irrigating, weeding, harvesting. Without your farm, we are poverty-stricken. Your stout body, your sunburnt face, ordering Damima to serve beer for a break. Evidence of the three journeys you made to India in you. We sympathize with you for your son's death. It was not the fault of the horse. It was the seduction of the stirrup in which his foot was caught. As his head was smashed into the boulders of conceptualization. Yet you produced more sons, eagle-like Milarepa, who dwells in the rocks, snow-lying like Gampopa, whose lair is in the Gampo hills, elephant-like Karmapas, who majestically care for their young, tiger-like Chogyam, roaming in the foreign jungles. As your lineage says, the grandchildren are more accomplished than the parents. Your Garuda egg hatches, and the contagious energy of Mahamudra conquers the world. We are the descendants of lions and Garudas. Aham. Moo. Maha. Moo. Oh, mother.